USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire on Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. The shooter was engaged with law enforcement, but he still entered the unlocked school, where he entered several classrooms and started shooting. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares on KSAT 12.
At that point, when law enforcement arrived, they made entry to the school in which a suspect exchanged gunfire with law enforcement. Multiple officers were hit by gunfire by the suspect. The suspect was wearing multiple body armor. At that point, we had a tactical team arrive as well. They exchanged gunfire with the suspect. They were actually able to shoot the suspect, and right now the suspect is deceased.
We'll have more information as it comes in. We are USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Primaries on Tuesday, GOP Governor Brian Kemp easily defeated former Senator David Perdue, GOP Representative Jody Heiss in his bid to unseat Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger fell short. Former University of Georgia football legend Herschel Walker dominated the state's Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. And Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush lost his primary challenge to unseat Attorney General Ken Paxton. Again, it took a press conference to clarify a President Biden statement.
The White House insists the United States' policy on Taiwan has not changed regarding strategic ambiguity, even though President Joe Biden said recently that the United States will defend Taiwan with force if China attacks them. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News that President Biden's message is muddled.
The best way to deter a war over Taiwan before it happens is strategic clarity, to make it absolutely clear that the United States will come to Taiwan's aid.
That's Tim Berg reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman opened fire at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Former Assistant FBI Director Chris Swecker on Fox News gives his assessment of the shooter.
Unspeakable, cowardly act. I have grandchildren, one who turned 9 today. I can't imagine what these parents are having to deal with their hearts ripped out. Like every mass shooter, especially the young ones, this one was flashing red, it appears, which is no surprise. I mean, they seem to always communicate threats. They seem to articulate what they're thinking, their state of mind. The people around them can't help but notice that. We don't know whether anybody reported this and whether any law enforcement officer ever had any contact with him over this. But I do school security assessments quite often, and I advocate always for an armed security guard at every school, especially the elementary schools where the little ones can't run, hide, fight. You can't do that with the little ones. They don't have the acumen and the wherewithal to do that. So there's a lot to take in.
Japanese astronauts will ride on the NASA Artemis mission to the moon and potentially reach the surface. President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida confirmed that commitment on Monday. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.